Nobody can start it for you. Nobody can. Even if you were supported by that uncle of yours that knows you. Yes, he just gave his part. But he doesn't know the content of the engine. He doesn't know the content that you carry. He does not know what in you. I don't know how to make you understand this. But nobody can start your future for you. It's right in your own mind. It depends on how you want it to look like. The only thing that you would need to do to get it started and to work is to commit it to God. Commit it to your Maker that sent you the purpose of fulfilling it in you. Alright? Commit it to that one who is able to bring it out of you. Every one of us has a mind, has a conscious mind, and has a subconscious mind. Now, the conscious mind is just aware of your day-to-day activities, but the subconscious mind makes your conscious mind to do what it does in the day. There is nothing that your conscious mind can help you to do if it is not empowered, it is not filled by your subconscious mind. You just have to know how to make both of them to work hand in hand. And the way you can make this work is to first commit yourself completely into the hand of God. And He would make it work as for a start. Then you can apply the measures of disciplining yourself. Disciplining yourself in every area you think you need discipline. One way, or the very basic one, disciplining yourself in your way of communication with people. Discipline yourself in the way of interrelationship. Discipline yourself in the area of education. Make sure these three are affected. Always make yourself teachable. Always make yourself approachable. It doesn't mean you shouldn't keep your boundaries or keep your limits. But always make yourself approachable, teachable. That way, it will always keep coming. What you expect would always come. As far as God is in the center of it, as far as God is the orchestrator, as far as God is the one who is willing it and fulfilling it, it would always attract positivity to you. No one can help you do this. It's you. Your friends or uncles or relatives' success or salvation cannot drive your own to the destination that you hope to achieve. Yes, He would have funded you, given you all the financial help and support that you asked or requested for. But because it's not from you, it mostly does not come to fruition. It's always something that disappoints you on the way. But when you have a foresight, when you have what you hope to achieve, and you go for it by yourself, driven by the engine oil God has imputed, even the power of the Holy Spirit, there is no way you cannot climb to the height of Everest. Everest is tall but has been surmounted. Did we ever think that we could fly? Did man ever think that we could go on the high sea with such speed as to go across oceans to countries of the world in a matter of days or weeks? Did we ever imagine that we could go out of the world to space? These are ideas that came out of humans, you and I, in resemblance. But they gave themselves to disciplining themselves, to studying, to being teachable, to being approachable. Sometimes they made a click, they made a union, they came together with ideas. individually propounded ideas, and by the time they came together, they brought it to the table and sorted it out bit by bit. And before we knew it, it became what we have today. And it's still in the process of refurbishing, renovation, and all of that to get us to a better place. There was only an aeroplane and a helicopter. But now we have several kinds of airplanes. Even cars are not even made to fly and made to go on sea. Now we have bikes that go on sea. This is telling you that the world is still in the hands of humans. We make it right or cause it to become hell. Just have the God factor in your life and discipline yourself and try the best part of yourself. There's a better version of yourself. And you see yourself achieving that thing that no one ever in the world thinks you can achieve it. Shalom, my friend.